But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Miller Man. Tyler, are we ready with that? I forgot to confirm that you received it. All right. So I met this gentleman the other day, and I'm going to refer to him as the Yeah Man, because he punctuated, I swear, everything, every answer he gave me, every question I proposed to him was met with a yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He was just, he over-yeahed me.
He's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sandlot.
I didn't realize it until I went back and listened to it that he had so many yeahs. So this is a little flavor of camp, me heading out into the stands with the fans to talk about their lives and the things they love, the things they enjoy, and their families.
By the way, there are a lot more people. I've never been in traffic jams going into practice like
I know.
I have been the last 2 days.
The Cowboys are very popular out here this year. We've had other years where we thought that the attendance was getting light, but I wouldn't say that this year.
On the ticket.
Hey, how you doing? With the Dallas media, are you here also in a media capacity?
Or just fan?
Yeah, just fan.
Just fan? All right. How long have you been a Cowboys fan?
Since birth, honestly, since I can remember.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And where'd you grow up? Did you grow up out here?
No, I grew up in Arizona. And then after high school, I moved to Baltimore and then down here. Yeah.
What was responsible for you becoming a fan of the Cowboys?
My pops. And then...
Is he here with you today?
No, he's not. He's not.
Oh, where is he at these days?
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh.
But yeah, just remember just watching the games when I was younger, and yeah.
Yeah. So you have good memories of watching the Cowboys, and
yeah, yeah.
Were you alive when they won their last Super Bowl?
No, I was not. I was born in '99, so I've been stuck watching the bad times. But it is what it is. You know, I still have hope.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, that's my little sister right here.
Little sister right here? Okay,
yeah,
good. Yeah. She looks like she's a Cowboys fan as well, wearing the Cowboys shirt.
Not as much as him.
Yeah, she's younger than me, so I, you know.
What about the tattoos? What do you got here?
Oh, this is my mom's name, and
okay.
This is my last name.
Maryland's on one side. Now, how did you do that design? Did you design that, or did you let the tattoo artist?
Oh, I just let the tattoo artist. He had, like, a couple fonts that he had in mind, and I chose this one.
What do you call that font? Is that like Dracula Gothic, or what is
probably,
that?
Probably, yeah, 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 probably. Yeah. I don't know.
Students, or you?
I'm in transportation, and
she's still in high school.
What year are you in?
12.
Well, oh, this is your senior year.
Yeah, it's my last year.
Have you thought about what you're going to do after?
Veterinarian.
Okay,
yeah.
So work with people who served in war.
Oh, no. Not veterinary. Animal rescue.
Oh, yeah, okay, yes. I'm sorry. Sorry, I blanked out there for a second. Who's your favorite Dallas Cowboy?
Only one I know.
She likes what you call Pickens. She just became a fan of Pickens.
Pickens is the only one you know?
Well, I know other ones, but he's the only one that I really enjoy like that.
That you care about.
Yeah.
So. Did you watch the Tony Romo drunk driving video?
Yeah, sadly. It was hilarious.
What did you think about it? Did you think he looked toasted, or did you think he looked all right, or what?
He looked like he was out of it. For real, he looked like he was out of it. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what he was doing, but, yeah, he looked like he was out of it for sure. Yeah. But,
you think he's going to beat the rap?
I don't know. He might not.
Shoulder dip his way out of it?
Yeah, I'm weak. I'm weak, yeah, probably.
Who's your favorite Cowboy quarterback of all time?
Troy, gotta be. I watch his highlights, and Troy Aikman for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I like Tony Romo too, but yeah, definitely Troy, and then probably Dak.
You know what Troy's favorite TV show of all time is, don't you?
Mm-mm.
Crazy House. You ever seen that show?
Nah.
The show where the eccentric billionaire Theodore Crazy, he hired three influencers, sent them a letter at a national park, and said that they could inherit a Chicago's craziest mansion.
Oh yeah, I don't know what that is. Nah.
Yeah. All right. Well, you want to give a shout out to your lady?
I don't have one.
Oh
but,
no. When was the last time you had one?
Like a couple months ago. Yeah.
What happened with that?
Just two different paths, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Who made the decision? Who made the final call?
I did. Uh-huh. Yeah, I did. Yeah. She stayed in Baltimore, and I moved out here, so it was, yeah, I'm not for the long distance. So.
Yeah, so you couldn't do the long distance thing.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. How long were you together with her?
About like a year.
Oh, that's a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Did you think about settling down and starting a family?
Yeah, something like that, yeah, but, you know, like I said,
but things happen. She was infertile or what? What happened?
Nah, just, you know, I moved, she stayed, and, yeah.
That'll happen.
Yeah.
That'll happen. Well, anyway, well, stay hard and hope everything's going all right.
All right, thank you.
All right, yeah, say hello to Marilyn for me.
There you go, the yeah man.
Did have a lot of yes.
Yeah.
Had a funny
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so sorry to hear about it. You were fishing for trouble during that
How?
Time.
Yeah. You got Name the answer.
One. About his mom. And
he got the answer he wanted when you asked Gordo about his father. And he said, I really don't know where he is anymore. That's what you wanted.
I did not want to hear that.
Yes, you did.
I wanted Dad to be around.
No, like, you
hey,
didn't.
Dad, he's just hitting the merch booth right now. He'll be here in a second.
That would have disappointed
you. No, it would not.
You, when he said, I don't know where he is, you lit up.
I did not light up. Why would I light up at that? I am being so besmirched. All I do is come on here and take friendly fire. But then there was no other place where I was feeling lit up, as you call it. So it was just that one
Well,
moment.
Let's see. When he didn't have a woman, you lit up a little bit there. You were disappointed that he had one 2 months ago. You wanted to hear that he had never had one.
That is not true.
So that brought you down a little bit.
That is not, see, this is revealing more the way you think.
You know
the things that would thrill you. You already thought out the answers that you were hoping to hear.
Now I'm taking friendly fire.
Yeah. That follow-up question, always there's always a reason behind it. You're
what?
Oh, what's the tattoo mean? Or what's, you know, you're hoping it's for a lost loved one.
God, that is so not true.
The sister had a confusing answer to her favorite cowboy.
Yeah,
what did she say?
She couldn't name any of them.
Yeah,
he had to jump in with one name, George Pickens.
And didn't
and she said, "Yeah, I don't
one name."
What did she say? It was something like,
"That's the only one I like in that way."
In that way,
what did that mean?
I don't know.
Hey, now.
I don't know what that means. So anyway, thanks to the Yeah Man for coming on, for giving us an exclusive. As far as I know,
yeah.
We're the only Dallas station that he agreed to go on with.
I also throw a flag on you for your first question. Are you also here with the media?
I thought there
you
was a
knew.
Chance. No, I thought he looked like he may have been a CNN reporter.
No,
or
you knew
Fox.
He wasn't.
He could have been a podcaster just out here covering the team.
He was about 5'2 and 300 pounds. So.
Nose tackle.
Yeah. He was like a nose tackle. Really nice guy. So enjoyed talking with him. Speaking of friendly fire, I noticed, George, you asked something this morning that confused me and made me at first think that I didn't understand the way hotels worked.
Well, yeah. I asked the person at the front desk, I said, well, to get room service, do you need to just leave the privacy sign off your door, or do you need to?
He asked if I need room service. Do I need to take the privacy sign off my door?
Is that all you need to do, or do I need to call for service? Because some hotels are like that now.
What
I've stayed in some that they don't.
Yeah,
they don't serve your room.
You have to request service. Yeah. Yes, but the way you worded it to them at first made it sound like it was you. The sign on the door has always meant I don't need anything right now, and don't bug me.
Right.
But
and I said, is that all I need to do is take my privacy sign off, or do I need to call
you? You didn't ask that. You said,
yes, I did.
I don't know. You did
You're
not.
You're full of fart. That's exactly what I said. I wasn't talking to you anyway. I was talking to them.
Obviously. And it would be
if you were confused by
What's with
it.
That F
we had
word?
A great
stop using it. That was a great exchange.
We had an awesome exchange. That was fine. You weren't a part of the conversation. You were 50 yards away.
It was an awesome exchange.
I'm across the room, but that confused me. Well, sorry.
That wasn't the question.
I think you're also
3 a.m. half-hearted conversation.
I'll start signaling in plays to you across the room to make sure that you get everything, all the right information.
I'll wear the green sticker on the back of my baseball cap.
Also, it would be housekeeping, not room service. Isn't room service?
Yeah, not room service.
Food?
Housekeeping.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said to get your room.
Yeah, that was confusing when he said room service.
Shut. I didn't say room service to her.
It was a him.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, you didn't even notice.
Yeah, I noticed. I was the one who had the conversation.
You misgendered.
No, I didn't. It was a woman behind the desk.
Wow. Gosh. You need to respect their choices. Respect their choices. Boy, I tell you, I've noticed that we will go through that little cheap gift shop food thing that they have. What do you even call that area?
God say gift shop?
There's no real gifts there. It's just kind of snacks.
It's confusing
stuff.
The way you said that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it seems like we always go through there and get stuff. Have you guys made a Barnes run yet?
No.
Need to.
I haven't either, so that's why I keep going into that gift shop to get some energy bar.
Yeah, they have breakfast
and
bars
energy gels. I have to take on energy gels throughout the day to replenish
Where are you getting your energy?
My caloric intake.
Somebody tell Doris Burke. She can report on that.
Yeah, she'd love to find out how many energy gels a broadcaster needs
one time.
To make it through his day. But yeah, and also I don't think that they're ringing us up real accurately at that little gift shop. Because I'll go through there, I'll pick out three things. The person at the front desk will look at me and ask room and last name. And I tell them real quick. And they go, okay, you're set. I'm like, you don't even need to write down which items I took or anything.
That's weird.
They just kind of drink or bar tater chip.
That's all they do. They have three things, three buttons on their register. Drink, bar, or tater chip. And that's the way it's spelled, tater chip on there.
I hope so.
Yeah, I just don't think that they're keeping it accurately. And I went out to a very nice place last night to eat dinner.
Oh, I heard about this. Pretty exotic.
Your favorite place. The one where you don't have to leave the building.
Hotel lobby. I have a nice little restaurant there. I ate down there. And I had a weird interaction with the waitress.
No way.
I don't know if y'all know her. She's kind of a... And she can't hear us, can she?
No.
She's really, really sweet. Young girl, but kind of space cadet-y.
Yeah, she waited on us the other morning, didn't she? Or
she
sat
us? No, that was a different one.
Okay.
That was a different space cadet.
Hey, she's fine
dark hair?
Too, y'all. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, dark hair, real skinny girl.
Okay, this is
really, really sweet girl. Anyway, she waited on me last year, and I had an interaction with her. And so at the end of my meal last night, she said, hey, it's good to see you again. I said, oh, thank you. Yeah, it was... It's been a whole year.
Radio superstar
goes,
coming through.
What? Been a whole year? You were just in here last month.
Huh.
I was like, no, I wasn't. She goes, I swear you're here all the time. I was like, no, I come out here once a year, you know, for work. But she goes, no, you come more often than that, but it's good to see you again. So now.
Maybe she thought you were the Geico caveman.
So, see, once again, friendly fire. That is friendly fire. And it's not all that friendly.
It's L.A., a lot of actors out here.
I'm taking strays left and right. But yeah, is it just because I'm so generic looking? Or have I stumbled into, now I'm in a movie, basically, because I'm not aware. I've had a severance type issue where half of me does something that the other half's not aware of.
Here's my guess. She remembers you from last year and maybe even the year before, but in her mind, it hasn't been a year. It's only been a month or two since she saw you.
Yeah, but it seems if she had said, like, you were in here, like, 5 months ago, 6 months ago, then I could say, okay, yeah. But when she was saying, you know, this is just, she said a couple weeks or a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, gosh, and there was this dude. Oh, George, I wish you were with me last night. Dude sitting about four tables over. It was two guys and two women. I think they all worked together. But this one dude was such a blowhard, and he just held court the whole meal. And there were a couple other older couples that were eating in there that had to listen to this guy along with me, and he was an overcusser. Oh, my gosh, oh, left no. and right. He was, and he's like 50-some-odd years old, and every story he was the hero of, and every story just had unnecessary shoehorned F-bombs in, MF words in there, and I couldn't enjoy my meal, not because of the cussing, but because I had half a notion to go confront him, so the whole time I spent wrestling with myself as to whether or not I should go confront him.
I was just wondering if you were wanting to go over there and
I felt so bad
ask
for these
some questions.
Other families who were in there trying to eat. There was, and so I thought the best course of action was I was going to go up with my phone and just be recording and just kind of stand by the table and get audio.
Oh, my God. That would have been awkward.
See how he responds to that. And if he had said anything, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just rolling tape on this and everything. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Well, no, I don't want you to record me. Why? Oh, I thought you wanted everyone to hear your conversation. That's why you were talking so loudly. And you were the star of your own movie and everything. I'm just wanting to cover this press event.
You can't do that these days. All of a sudden, you're going to be on video. It's going to go viral. You get pushed across the across a bar.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, man.